This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Wednesday, October 28th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that the number of reported domestic incidents in the city of Hudson was up this past summer, according to information provided by the City Police Department in its quarterly report to the Common Council Police Committee. Crime in other categories trended down slightly. During the period from June to September, there were 21 reported assaults, 64 reported domestic disputes, and 52 harassment calls. 9 burglaries, 50 larcenies, 36 cases of vandalism or criminal mischief, and 1 motor vehicle theft were reported during the same period. Police officials expect to take at least 200 domestic dispute calls this year, compared with 166 for 2014, Hudson Police Chief Edward Moore said. Reports of vandalism are significantly down, and calls for drug violations decreased slightly when compared to the data from last year, Moore said. Read the full story in the Register Star. New York Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer were among the senators who voted 74-21 October 27th in favor of the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. The bill was called by some senators necessary for national defense, while others said it was another needless way for the government to surveil its own citizens. Andrea Sears is reporting for Public News Service.
Albany sends New York City far more money for pre-K than other parts of the state, and Nassau County wants its fair share. Last year, the state spent $340 million on pre-K, and all but $40 million went to the city. According to Nassau County Controller George Maragos, this year the city is getting 42 times as much funding as his county while having only 6 times as many 4-year-olds.
And if we don't recognize it and bring it to the attention in a major way, it's going to continue, and we don't want it to continue. We want equitable treatment for our kids.
Maragos says to receive the same funding per child, Nassau County would need to get an additional $77 million from the state. Jan Barbieri, director of the Child Care Council of Nassau, says those who get good quality full-day pre-K perform better in school, giving them advantages that follow them for the rest of their lives.
Those who don't start falling behind before they're ever even out of grammar school are less likely to graduate high school and very often have more difficulty in life from that point forward.
The benefits of pre-K include improved language, literacy, and math skills through elementary school and increased earning potential after high school. Barbieri asked Governor Cuomo to remember his State of the State address from 2 years ago when he spoke of expanding pre-K to all New York children.
Universal pre-K for all includes all of New York State. Please take a look at the need on Long Island. It's critical.
Nassau County officials have sent letters to the governor, state legislators, school superintendents, and business leaders asking for equal pre-K funding for all children in the state. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Durham Town Board, October 27th, approved the town's 2016 budget. The measure passed unanimously. Durham Town Supervisor Bill Carr said he is pleased the board was able to stay within the tax cap. The spending plan totals nearly $2 million. Carr said the 2016 budget extends summer programming for children from 4 to 6 weeks. He also said the fire department budget will be increased by 2% next year. Carr said the board is already exploring ideas about how to save so the tax increase does not exceed the cap in 2017. Carr said, quote, "We're pretty frugal. We pretty much have a bare-bones stripped-down Ford pickup truck operation," unquote. Carr said, although the town will have less discretionary funds, and that staying under the tax cap may be more of a challenge in 2017. He is content for the upcoming year. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Today is Wednesday, October 28th, 2015, and it is the fourth Wednesday of the month. There are public meetings throughout the area. In Athens, the village board meets at 7 p.m. at the community center. Columbia County Board of Supervisors has a public works committee meeting at 6 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson. In Copake, the Hamlet Revitalization Task Force meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. In Hudson, the Common Council Public Works Committee is at 5:30 p.m. The Legal Committee is at 6:15 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. In Hudson, there's also a Development Corporation meeting at noon at 1 Front Street in Hudson. Kinderhook, the Historical Committee, meets at 7 p.m. And in Philmont, the Village Board Workshop meeting is at 7 p.m. at the Village Hall in Philmont. National Weather Service in Albany has declared a hazardous weather outlook for Wednesday. With a powerful storm working across the region, look for heavy winds and rain, 1 to 2 inches, possible higher amounts in the mountains. Those showers are likely before 1 p.m., then periods of rain from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m., and a possible thunderstorm later in the day. Into the evening, there could be heavy rain at times, with a low around 58. Thursday, showers are likely before 8 a.m., then a chance of rain between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., with isolated showers later in the day. Cloudy, becoming more sunny with a high near 69 Thursday and a low around 40. Friday, partly cloudy with a low around 40. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill.